Washington, the Smithsonian Asian American Literature Festival will be wrapping up a week that's part incubator, part showcase, and part cooperative space. For some Hawaii writers, it marks a new benchmark in the appreciation of the Hawaii immigrant experience. Among them is bamboo-rich writer Christy Passion. She's the winner of the 2017 CADES Award for Emerging Writer. She co-authored No Choice But to Follow and co-authored the documentary What We Must Remember, based on the infamous 1932 Massey trial. Christy Passion is on the line with us now from Washington. Hi, Christy.
Aloha.
And congratulations on many levels.
Thank you, yes.
This seems to be a seminal point in not only your career, but in that of many of the Hawaii writers who are joining you. Why is it that point for you?
I'm sorry, Bethann, could you repeat that one more time?
Sure. I was just saying that it seems as if for you and the writers that have journeyed from Hawaii, that this is really a seminal point in your careers.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering for you, what makes it so?
A couple of things, and we're thinking on this as we did our panel discussion today about being from Hawaii and coming all the way out here to our nation's capital. For me, on a personal level, my grandfather was an immigrant in the sugarcane field, and my father got his high school diploma and stressed education, and here is his daughter now at the Smithsonian telling our family stories. And for me, the trajectory is just so humbling. And then on a different level, on a broader level, Bamboo Ridge itself is one of those immigrant stories of being just scrappy and sticking in there, and that it was founded to have a place for Hawaii's voices, that our stories and the way we talk and the language we use has meaning. And, you know, it's stuck in there, it's held on, it's flourished, and now it's being recognized at this level, and it really is it's a wonderful experience and also very humbling at the same time.
For many years, so many of those stories were marginalized and weren't regarded in the same way that you're finding that they're being appreciated now in Washington. Where do you
Yes.
think writers from Hawaii, particularly those like you who have been so deeply wrapped in family history and lore, where do you think writers go from that point when they're trying to approach what you've already accomplished?
If I'm understanding correctly, are you saying, like, where do Hawaii writers go with their particular stories?
Well, you've already sort of tread the path, and you've been able to get to a place that writers in Hawaii, some of them would like to, and they feel very often that they have similar stories that would be of equal import, but how to
yes.
be able to get them to the place where other people also see value in them is part craft and part luck and also having, you know, a really good way of being able to distribute it and having people take notice. What have
yes.
you learned in the incubator part of the festival this time?
We are coming together as we're noticed when we've come here to this festival. It is also Bamboo Ridge Press, but also Kaya Press and Kundiman, which are these small presses that are definitely dedicated to the marginalized voice. I think for writers in Hawaii who have stories to tell, the world is opening up to recognizing our voices and actually seeking out and wanting our voices. Hence, these bigger opportunities are coming. I say to them, keep up your writing. I say to them, you know, the story does matter. Work on your craft, but like any writer of any genre, a dedication and perseverance is everything. You cannot just write a story and if it gets rejected, just go home and say, well, I gave it my best. It requires constant repolishing, constantly trying, and also finding a writing community. For me, it was Bamboo Ridge. And once you find that and you find people who can work with you, you will continue. If you commit to it, it's ready to be heard.
What would you offer in not just advice, but in approach to how these stories are told in ways that maybe we haven't seen? We've had some, you know, really successful stories that have come out of the Asian American community, but in looking at refining it and getting it down to some of the levels that you see these stories now emerging, what do you say to writers in how they approach their stories?
Authenticity. That is the key. You know, I think people will look at a mainland formula or see books in a certain style and emulate. And in that, you lose everything that's authentic about where we're from, about what your particular story is. I think you have to hold true to your guns, speak in your language, say it the way you are, and always refine, yes, of course, but I think it's authenticity what people are desiring. Once you lose that and once you give away that piece, be it how you speak, be it the subject matter that you're speaking of that's important to you, be it the names that you use, I think then you just become a voice in the crowd.
Are we at a new level of, or at least a new era of Asian American literature?
I'm not sure if we're at a new era or if we're just finally opening up to what has always been there. I think in regards to maybe publishing, being accepting of different perspectives and different experiences, you know that the China fiction right now is just exploding everywhere you're looking. I think that we are more open as a nation. We're actually maybe catching up to Hawaii, where Hawaii has always recognized all these different, all of our different counterparts, and understood those voices and welcomed those voices. We're never afraid of those voices. Maybe the U.S. is finally catching up to us.
It's been just a delight talking to you. I hope that you have a wonderful trip coming back, and you've got one more day to go of the conference.
Yes.
And
thank you so much. Yeah.
Very good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Thank you, Bethan.
Christy Passion is a critical care nurse at the Queen's Medical Center, but she's also the winner of the 2017 CAIDS Award for Emerging Writer. She co-authored No Choice But to Follow, and co-authored What We Must Remember, a documentary centered on the infamous 1932 Massey trial. She's in Washington at the Smithsonian Asian American Literature Festival, wrapping up tomorrow.